The savings are stacked at Sleep Outfitters. Right now, save up to $800 store-wide on top brands you know and trust. Plus, buy one, get one free deals so you can upgrade sleep for your entire family. And get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. With 0% interest financing and free delivery available, getting better sleep has never been easier. And with our exclusive lifetime price guarantee, you'll always know you got the best deal. Save big today at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com or a location near you. Sleep better and save big right now at Sleep Outfitters. Save up to $800 store-wide. Get buy one, get one free deals, plus a free adjustable base on select mattresses. With 0% interest financing, free delivery, and our exclusive lifetime price guarantee, you can't miss this. Only at Sleep Outfitters.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hello, welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast. I'm Baylen Leonard. On Absolute Radio Country, every weekday, you can listen, you can join me there, just download the free Absolute Radio app, and you can find us on your DAB radio, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. It's the best mix of country music and the no-repeat guarantee. Now, on this episode, I'm joined by three very special guests, Mickey Guyton, Orville Peck, and Jimmy Allen. They're talking about their new TV show, which sees them traveling the globe in search of a new, unique voice in country music. It's called My Kind of Country. Let's find out all about it.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
This is Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard. Today, joined by three very special guests, each a hugely successful country music artist in their own right, but now they're joining forces like some sort of crime-fighting supergroup to find the next big country star. Orville Peck, Mickey Guyton, Jimmy Allen. Hello, guys.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, great to see you guys. Welcome back, Mickey and Jimmy. Orville, welcome to the station for the first time. Great to see you guys all joining forces. This is something that we've been trying to do on Absolute Radio Country forever, find the next big superstar. And you guys have been traveling the world to do this. What I'm always interested in is country from places that people think country shouldn't come from. So there's some surprises along the way of where country artists were coming from.
South Africa. There's a lot of people that love country music out there. And there's so many talented people from there that just blew us all away.
But I think that's the thing about country is it's, you know, it's like the storytelling genre.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times, even if a story is specific, I think a good story, everyone can kind of relate to in whatever way. I mean, I grew up loving Patsy Cline and relating to her stories, but we had nothing in common as far as I know, other than, you know, heartbreak and whatever. But but that's the thing is, I think that's the power of country music is a good story is relatable and does hit you at your core. And that's why we love, you know, songs about heartbreak or songs with humor or whatever, because they remind us of our own experiences and our own lives, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think the universal concept of country, it makes a lot of sense to me as a genre that it would be touching people all over the world and not just, you know, confined to one space or one country or whatever.
Jimmy and Mickey, we've talked about this before, kind of, you know, fighting the good fight, kicking at the door of country music and breaking down those barriers. And Orville, obviously, you've been breaking down those barriers as well in a different way. As three artists, you know, who are very much at the top of their game and have been doing this for a long time, do you feel like it's changing? Do each of you feel like it's changing in the ways that it should be changing?
Before I got into the business side, as far as like actually having a record deal and, you know, an opportunity, that was my mindset for a while, you know, wanting it to change, right? But then the older I got, the more I was in the business, I thought about, okay, my dad grew up on country music, my grandfather. So I'm like, if I change it, I feel like I'm taking away what they love. So my mentality now is add to it. See what I'm saying? I'm adding who I am to country music. Mickey's adding who she is, Orville's adding who he is, right? So when you look at, for instance, say you make a glass of sweet tea and it's sour, right? You don't try to go through it and pick the sour part out. You add sugar to it and eventually it pushes the nonsense out. So that's kind of how I am. I feel like in order to see country music get to where it's diverse and open enough for everyone, it's going to take people that have the courage to step into a place that you don't normally see a lot of people like them in order to make it country music wide enough for everyone, just like pop is, just like hip hop is, just like Christian is, and every other genre. So it's slowly becoming a place where more people can be involved.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot of different faces.
For sure.
Yeah, which is what's so great about My Kind of Country. It's giving people an opportunity. When you see yourself, you can be it. Like, mm-hmm. this is the slogan. If you see it, you can be it. And I can say, even
we
at the
just
label,
can't see Oral.
I was gonna say new faces, and in some cases, not seeing faces at all. Also, could I just say that sweet tea moment was the most Jimmy Allen analogy.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, you thought about that one, didn't you?
That's my nice. It's been in my bucket for a couple months.
That was a Jimmyism yeah. I've ever heard.
I've been using that for a couple months.
It is changing, of course. And listen, it takes a few of us to be the ones, like you said, to be kind of kicking at the door and adding to it, or however mm-hmm. we approach yeah, it. Sure. It takes a few of us, and then it inspires, you know, hopefully the next person that it's a little easier. Maybe the door mm-hmm. is a little bit mm-hmm. half open. And then eventually the hope is that there's no door at all and everyone's just walking in and out, because that's how it should be, you know. And country music goes through these cycles historically. You know, there was a time when you know, there were, like, playing an electric guitar at the Opry was sacrilege, or when Willie Nelson being, you know, this hippie was like unthinkable. And I mean, those are all things that are part of the canon of country music now. It kind of has these moments of sort of gatekeeping, like, this is what country is. And then new voices come along and new sounds changes. And changes.
Yeah.
It, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear that. I hear that. And also, I mean, you're right. You know, you brought up Patsy Cline earlier. There was a time where everybody was like, Patsy Cline ain't country because she's got an orchestra on her music, or, you know,
Shania Twain. Shania Twain went to Nashville. They said she can't be country. She shows her stomach and she's not even from America. She
had, like, even Dolly Parton. Let's be honest.
Everyone's been
Johnny
through this.
Cash.
100%.
I remember I was talking to T-Roy from Montgomery Gentry, rest in peace. When I was working at this gym in a snack bar, I was like making them protein shakes and stuff. And we became close, and he was telling me when Montgomery Gentry first came out, nobody wanted them around. They said they were too rock. They weren't a country band.
Yep.
So now when you mention Montgomery Gentry, like, oh, yeah, now that's country.
Right.
I'm like, you just said.
Exactly. This happens all the time, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, you know, country music is like this living, breathing, evolving art form. So, of course, it's going to change over time. It's not a museum piece. So the more voices, more
influence. Exactly.
And some parts of it still is.
Here with us, right?
Yeah.
Some parts still a museum.
Well, that's true. You know, there is still some parts of it. Did you guys come to the UK?
We looked everywhere.
All of you have been to the UK and performed here, or heard about what the audiences are like here, witnessed it firsthand or otherwise. A real listening crowd. They really, really dig in, and we take our country very, very seriously.
And y'all know album cuts.
Yes. We go deep. We sing every word. And so we're really looking forward to all of this. Do you guys each have, while you're looking for these artists, I'm sure that there are certain things that pop for each of you in different ways. Of course, you want the full package, right? You want the voice, you want the look, you want the story, you want the songwriting, you want all of that sort of stuff. But some of the artists that I love the most, in country or otherwise, they don't always have the best voices. They just have something, right? They've got that thing that you can't define, or they've got this great story or this great way about it. I mean, did you find these artists where you were like, okay, maybe technically that's not what on paper most people would be looking for, but they've got this thing that you just can't look away from?
Specifically, so we were looking for that. You know, I mean, the thing is, Nashville has no shortage of sort of stock vending machine type country people. You know what I mean? I mean, it's true, truly. Like, there's, you know, there's plenty of them. And like, I'm saying ones that are trying to make it or not or whatever. I think with this show, we weren't intending it to be sort of looking for that country star that already exists in plentiful. You know, we were looking for
different,
something new. I mean, the three of us have all forged our own paths as artists and brought our own unique perspectives to country music in our own ways. And so I think that's what we wanted to find for ourselves. I wasn't looking for something that just was like, you know, you could kind of find anywhere. We were looking something unique.
Mickey, one of the things that I always love talking to you about is how actually, you know, we were talking about trying to fit into this category of what country is, but really it wasn't until you were like, forget that. I'm going to do things my own way. That authenticity thing. I mean, that was ultimately a key to all of your success. And Mickey, you've spoken very openly about finally just going, do you know what? Here I am, country. Take me or leave me.
No, I can't be anything else than myself. We did not ask to be born in these skins. This is just it. I have faith in the listeners and people enough to know that they appreciate that.
100%.
You know?
Country music fans are not given enough credit by sort of the industry side sometimes. I think they like new stories. I think they want diversity and they want new things. I mean, I'm a country music fan. That's what I want. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I mean, look, you know, go to a Dolly Parton concert, go to a Shania Twain concert, go to Stagecoach. You're not seeing what people would classify as, you know, if they had to draw on paper what a country music fan, that's not what you're seeing.
We meet them every day at our shows and our tours. We know. Like, it's people that you would not expect are there singing every word.
And you just, like, it's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing.
And just before we go, like, all of you kind of straddle different genres. As we've talked about, even though you're kind of under this country umbrella. I mean, Orville, I saw you at Americana Fest in Nashville one year, and, you know, that's a whole different genre that likes to go, hey, we're cooler than country. And then, then you did the country events as well. Like, in terms of kind of sonically what you guys were looking, you know what Americana's like.
I think that is a final description.
But, you know, in terms of sonically what you guys are looking for, presumably all your doors were open for this, because, again, it goes back to, like we said, about geography and a vibe. I also think sonically it's a vibe as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a singer. I think we're all singers first. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I listen for most definitely. It's not even about having the strongest voice. It's just and your ability to interpret a song. There's so many incredible artists that just have a thing, like you said.
Literally, I can think of every single artist we had on the show had something that was impressive, inspiring, unique. Uh-huh. Really, you know, and that's what made this show genuinely, I know this is probably what everyone says on this kind of thing, but it made it so hard for us every time we had to sort of eliminate or send someone home. It was a nightmare because everyone was so different and so good. It's like, what do you even base it off?
And there was one artist, I didn't even see her as a country artist, but I saw her in front of a rock band.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can, like, it's like, man, okay, she was under this umbrella of this country show, and sometimes she sung country songs, but when I heard her voice and the tone and the way sometimes she would fall flat, but it was cool because that was her vocal characteristics. I was like, she'd be great for a rock band. You know what I mean?
So, but like, country is really rock now too.
Yeah, the talent, it was like,
it was huge.
I mean, I think sometimes artists are just trying to find their tribe, right? And sometimes they find their tribe in rock, or sometimes they don't even know that their tribe is out there in country. And suddenly they're like, oh, I've come home. I've found my people. And that's always a great feeling.
I think what was
say
also
that one more
so...
time.
I've come home. I've found my people. That's a great feeling.
Yes.
I think this is what I love so much about this show as well, is you get a front row seat into their minds, and you really get to hear, like, their personal stories, and, like, your workshop when they set these stages. You're just like, oh my god, like,
it was so fascinating, just as like an experiment in a way, to like take these young, you know, essentially unknown artists and give them these workshops that we did, and these opportunities to work with, you know, incredible musicians and incredible teams. And it was so interesting to watch such a sort of raw artist get to, like, do all of these insane things that usually you would have to work your whole career to maybe to do.
They got to work with Adam Blackstone for free.
Literally.
I know how much he costs.
It's
a lot.
Even as someone who maybe didn't win the show, you know, go home working with Jamal and working with Adam.
Yeah. Like, have to go through a whole record deal and put out an album.
And that's priceless stuff you take out of your career.
Like. Straight up. So even get in the room with them.
Yeah.
And then even the prize, we were like, I want that prize.
Making dreams come true. Well, we can't wait to see this. Orville, Mickey, Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us. My Kind of Country is exclusively on Apple TV Plus now. Thank you for fighting the good fight. Country for all.
Yes. Hell yeah. Country for all.
Say that one more time.
We say y'all.
All right. You guys take care. We'll see you real soon.
Thanks.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
So great to chat with Mickey, Orville, and Jimmy. What a great idea for a TV show. I can't wait to see who they find. And now, don't forget, if you haven't subscribed already, it'd be lovely if you would, to the Country Music Talk Podcast. That way, you'll always get the latest episodes and you'll never miss a moment from the biggest names in country music. I'll see you next time.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.